Hey, Greg, can you just give us your immediate reaction to what went down tonight and kind of just what was going through your mind during the finishing sequence there when you landed the illegal knee?
My initial reaction was surprise. I just thought the fight was over and I won, and then he disqualified me. So
what was your perspective of what was going on there? Was it just a heat of the moment thing, kind of experience? Or do you think it was that he was going to be getting up and it was going to be a legal knee?
I mean, I haven't seen it, but you can go back and look at it, man. I can guarantee you that his knee was coming up. He was getting up. I was just inexperienced. It was me mistiming it, man, but I was trying to time it like I just watched Cowboy Cerrone do, like I just watched everybody else do, man. And I thought it was the right thing to do at the time, and it was not. I messed up.
And what kind of learning lessons do you take away from that? I mean, obviously you're disappointed right now, but how do you kind of digest this?
You don't, man. It's terrible. I'm not one of the regular guys. You know, I was built to do this. I was made to do this, man, and I let people down today. I let my gym down. I let my team down. It sucks, man. I didn't want him to go out like that. You know, like, that sucks for Allen Carter, man. No matter how he feels about me, that's not okay, you know. I take full responsibility. It's not something I did on purpose. Anybody that's ever heard me talk, met me, or been around me knows it's not something I would do. And I just wish we could go back and go into the third round, man.
And just last thing from me, as you were leaving the cage, a lot of boos, a lot of people chanting things at you. Were you hearing any of that at the time, or were you just kind of, you know, entrapped in that moment of disappointment?
It'd be real selfish of me to sit around and talk about the boos when I'm, you know, I got all these people that just travel halfway across the world to be here with me, man. All I can think about is, like I said, how I let these people down, man. People put their name on the line for me. That may not mean a lot to regular people. It means a lot to me, man.
How was your conditioning going into the fight, going into the second round? Did you feel fresh going into the second round?
I felt better and better as I got into it, man. It's hard to breathe. He choked me pretty good. So that was the only problem I was having. I'd never been choked like that before, but you saw how it worked out, man. He took me down. I got back up. He hit me a couple times. I can take a shot, man. Like I said, I was built to do this, bro. This is what I do, man. Just sucks I didn't get a chance to continue to do it. And it sucks that it happened the way it happened. Like I said, man, I apologize to Allen Crowder, bro. Like, that's a terrible thing to do, terrible way to go out. So, yeah.
You were able to connect both in the first and in the second round. Was it a change of your mentality to know that he was able to take a few of your shots because you were landing pretty flush, it seemed like?
I went into this fight, man, trying to just follow my coach's game plan, man. I was trying to just touch him. I wasn't trying to throw crazy haymakers. You know, I did get a little out of control. That's natural for somebody that hasn't really been around too long. But, again, I was just trying to land punches, trying to fight the good fight, man. I was enjoying myself. And it wasn't, you know, he started yelling at me, trying to coax me into being a crazy fighter. I brushed it off. You know, just I went back to hitting him and doing my job, man. Like I said, I felt like I was in the zone, man. And I felt like when I threw the knee, it was a great knee until, like I said, he tackled me and disqualified me, you know.
Greg, you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but I mean, I wonder, are there positives that you do take out of this? I mean, this was a UFC debut where a lot of people get nerves, you know. You fought longer than a minute. You showed, you know, something. I mean, so do you take any positives out of this right now, or are you just focused on the negative only?
I recognize that there are positives. I just don't, you know, I don't operate well enough to sit here and acknowledge them right now, man. We'll go back and we'll watch the film and we'll see what I did wrong, we'll see what I did right. But at the end of the day, man, right now I'm disappointed in myself, you know, just not having the couth to, you know, go that deep into the waters and be able to see everything like I wanted to and recognize that, you know, I needed one more second before I threw that knee, you know, and that's just where my mind goes, man. Like I said, it's to my coaches, it's to Dana White, who, you know, everybody that put their name on the line with mine. And I know it sucks for them, and all I do is talk about, you know, what kind of human being I am, man, and that's what kind of human being I am, bro. It's my heart bleeds for them, man, because I did this to them.
Well, I was going to ask you, talk about the type of human being. I mean, I see some people say, of course Greg Hardy cheated. We knew this is the type of guy he is. How do you address those people that doubt you and say, of course you cheated?
Show me one time I've ever cheated in my life. Show me one of their favorite O-linemen or one of their favorite quarterbacks in history that I've ever cheated against. Go ask Tom Brady if I ever cheated when I sacked him. I'm not a cheater. That's not on my record. That's not on my resume. 30 years of life, not one time. Not one time have you ever stood up here and asked me a question and I lied to you. Not one time have you ever seen me stand up here and you asked me a question and I told you it wasn't my fault. I was there. I did it. It's my responsibility. I'm a grown man. That's my character.
What do you want to do now, Greg? I mean, this was a big moment. I know you're disappointed. I know it's going to take you a while to get over, but I mean, are you anxious to get another fight to go, you know, right this wrong, or do you feel like some time to train and continue to developing makes more sense? What do you think makes sense for Greg Hardy?
I'm a part of the machine, man. My attitude doesn't change with wins or losses. It's part of being a boss, man. Meek Mills, shout out. I'm the prince of war. You know, this is what I do. When the man says let's roll, I'm rolling. I want to get back up as soon as possible. In 7 days, I'll be back in the gym. That's how I got to mandatory take 7 days off, and then I'm going back in the gym to fix these problems. I'm going to fix my timing. I'm going to fix everything I need to fix, and I'm going to be back with bad intentions for whoever wants to step in there with me, man. Alan Crowder, please come back. Let's do it again if he wants to. If not, I understand, just like I understand everybody else has their opinion about me. I am not like you. I am not like anybody else. I understand. God bless them. It's okay, man, but I'm here. I'm here to stay. And as long as Dana White will have me, as long as ESPN will have me, as long as you guys will have me, I love all of you, and I'm here to stay, man. And I am going to fix what I did wrong, and it was not intentional.
Hey, TJ. I know it's still only been a few minutes since the fight ended, but any further reflections on what you said in the cage there?
Sucks, man. Sucks to have it stolen from me. You know, I worked my butt off. So much better than that, and it'd be nice to actually get the chance to show it. You know, it's a title fight. It's a champ versus champ fight, and you're gonna stop the fight like that? I'm in on a single leg. He says, hey, show me something. I said, I'm okay. I'm on a single leg in a scramble. He stops punching. He's defending a single leg, and you're gonna stop the fight? It's just ridiculous, man. It's pretty pathetic that I have better knowledge than that ref.
So you just felt like, I mean, the other champion versus champion fights we've seen, you know, clean knockouts, a corner stoppage. You just wanted the opportunity to, you know, fight.
If I'm going to lose, I want to lose. I want to lose if I'm going to lose. Look, congratulations, Henry Cejudo. Awesome. Great job, man. Awesome. You know, but you did not win. You did not win this fight. I am happy to accept defeat, but I did not lose. I was more rocked in the first Cody fight than that fight. I got clipped, hardly clipped behind the ear. And then a grown man's going to be shoving you, of course you're going to be in a scramble. It's not like I can just, like, stand up and another grown-ass man's on top of me. So, yeah, man, I'm as you can tell, a little frustrated. This shit needs to happen again at flyweight. This is bullshit. I worked my ass off 12 weeks to get here to have been stolen from me in 30 seconds. You guys can see the fire. I'll fucking fight tomorrow. Excuse my language.
And everyone's going to say, you know, the weight cut and everything, maybe did that have anything to do with maybe getting hurt a little easier? Do you rule all that out? Do you feel the same in the cage tonight as you did at 135?
I actually felt better. I have no excuses of why. I seriously did. I came in, I felt great, man. I felt really good. Like, energy levels were good. I felt like it was going to be fireworks for me tonight, you know? Just I had that feeling. But, you know, you dealt a shitty card.
Do you think they would be willing to do the rematch at 125, or do you think the next step is likely to do it again?
I mean, if the UFC wants to make that shit right, I mean, it would be different if I went and lost. Yeah, sure, just do your title fight, 35s, give you your shot, but I did not lose. You got the UFC doctors down there saying, like, man, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to do. That was early. Like, it would be different, too, if I got smoked and dropped, like, in the Cody fight. You know, like, I would be... Like, I wouldn't even accept that victory from, like, as Henry Cejudo. Yeah, of course, whatever, he's going to be happy. He got the belt, he won, he's the state champion. But how could you be happy with that victory? That wasn't a victory. Like, he had a better chance of stopping the first Cody fight than that one. I got hit on the chin, as hard as you can get hit. This one clipped me behind the ear. What happens when you get behind the ear? You know, it's like, man, it's frustrating. Sorry.
TJ, it's interesting because we haven't had a chance to talk to Dana yet, so we still don't know what the future of the flyweight division is, right?
Yeah.
So there was a chance to get shuttered. Do you feel like, though, with this controversy and with the way this ended, that's enough to keep this whole division around so that you can get another shot at this title?
Sure, I hope so. Again, selfishly, you know, but yes, man, like, this is not right. You know, it's complete bullshit.
If for some reason it's not possible, if they say, listen, this was the last one, we're retiring it, do you accept that offer of saying, let's do it at 35 and put my bantamweight belt on the line?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty effing bitter right now, you know? I'm pretty pissed off. I worked my ass off, bro. I'm about to fucking cry. I put in a lot of work. And
if, for whatever reason, they don't want to do it at flyweight, you might not want to do a bantamweight, would the thoughts you mentioned Max Holloway at 45, is that still an
option?
Look,
man, I didn't even get to win this fight. How can I call out fucking Max Holloway now? That was the plan.
Hasn't stopped people in the past.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a fucking martial artist. You know, I believe in being the best because you are the best, not because I can talk shit. Look, I am the best fighter. Unfortunately, I did not get to prove that. It wouldn't be right. The same way as I don't think it'd be right to not have this fight at flyweight again. You know, like, how could you watch that and just let that happen and not make it right? It's too much. Like, this is my livelihood, man. This is how I feed my family. This is what I do for the future. This is my legacy. This is my name. I've said legacy 1,000,000,000 times now this fight camp, and it just to be ripped out of my hands. You know, like, instantly standing up and asking the ref, like, what the hell? You know, I don't know, man.
Would you object if Kevin McDonald was your referee again?
Absolutely. Would any of you guys be happy of winning something that way? I mean, come on. It's just, it's ridiculous, man. Any other questions?
TJ, just real quick. We saw Dana in the cage with you as well. What did he say to you after the fight?
He said, thank you for making the weight cut. You know, I mean, what can he say? I told him, yeah, this is bullshit. 12 weeks worth of work. I mean, I don't know. I'm very curious to what he's going to say. And all I can say is, come on, Dana. I worked my fucking ass off, man. I've gone through the ringer. I went through all the toughs. I've been in those fights. I've gotten my belt taken me from my cruise with a split decision. Worked my ass off to get back to get that rematch. You know, I've been through the gauntlet, you know, and so just, you know, give me this chance. Give me this chance back.
And if you do get that chance back, you said it took you 12 weeks to get here.
Oh, my body's ready now. I'll fucking fight this week. I'm not rocked whatsoever. Anything like I got, it's just frustrating. My body's ready to respond right away. It's ready to make the weight. I've done the work already. Obviously, the sooner the better. But I probably have a medical suspension. That's some bullshit, you know. But I'm sure I can get cleared.
You've had a few setbacks in your career before, but would you say this is probably the most frustrating situation you've been in?
This is the worst. It sucked for the Cruz fight, you know, but at least I got my chance to do it. It wasn't snatched from a decision. Like, well, someone made a horrible decision, but it wasn't just stopped by one referee. You know what I mean? And there was so much on the line for this, so much that could happen after this. My pound for pound spot, my record, like so much that could be happening now from this fight. I am leaps and bounds better than Henry Cejudo. I greatly believe that, but unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to prove it.
And Henry said, we can do it again at 135. Would you rather do it at 125 than 135? Do you have any preference?
Yes, I'd rather do it at 25. Absolutely. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to do that until it got taken from me. I worked my ass off to do it. So I would actually like the opportunity. I was trying to become something that people don't get to do, you know, being a double champ. That was something I had my goal set on. And for not even getting the chance to do it, it just doesn't set well with me, man. There's no way you can sit back and watch that fight and just be okay with it. You know? Hate me. I don't love me or hate me. You can't be okay with that. There's no way.
Thanks, CJ.
Yeah.
Since no one took the mic from me, one more question for you. Yeah. You didn't have a whole lot of time to really evaluate what Henry was offering. The fight ended really quickly. Did his speed throw you for any loops? Was he a little faster than you thought?
Or maybe a little more aggressive out the go. You know, usually not that aggressive, which would have been great if I would have got a chance to actually. His aggressiveness would have been great for me if I would actually get to fight. You know, that'd be the only thing that kind of surprised me. No, but yeah.
TJ, did you have an opportunity to speak to Henry after the fight? I know you like said a few words, but anything substantial?
I just said congratulations. You know, I was competing against the man. You know, like good job, man. Like, but really deep down, I'd be like, you really that happy? Yeah, how could you be that fucking happy over that win, you know? But obviously, he did not lose his belt. He's going to feed his family, pay his bills, good for him. Like, be happy, yes. But I wouldn't be happy winning that way, that's for sure. I wouldn't call myself the champ. I wouldn't call myself a double champ winning that way. I appreciate it, you guys. I'm going.
What's up, guys? The gate was 1.23 million. The attendance was 12,152. Fight of the night goes to Hernandez and Cerrone. And the performance of the nights go to Cerrone and Cejudo. Cerrone won 100 grand. Good for him, man.
Cerrone is now your all-time bonus leader.
Yeah.
He's
the man.
Just off the bat, of course, DJ was just in the air. He was very, very emotional, upset about the stoppage.
Yeah, he just yelled at me while I was doing an interview when he walked by.
What did he say?
That was bullshit, and you know, I thought it was an early stoppage, too.
So,
listen, you got two of the best guys in the world, two world champions, in a super fight. Let them fight. Let them fight. Let them finish. And I'm not taking anything away from Cejudo. Because the fight went 20 seconds and Cejudo busted him up. I'm sure when you saw him sitting here, it looks like he was in a three-round fight. But Jesus Christ, let him fight. Horrible stoppage.
So TJ said he wants to do the rematch at flyweight. Does that interest you at all?
No, don't ask me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just with these two fighters or the flyweight division as a whole? Is it still... You said we'll see what happens. So.
I said we'll see what happens. I didn't say I'd have an answer on Saturday.
Fair enough. And, you know, controversy in the co-main event as well with Greg Hardy. What did you just think about the ending there and so, everything unfolded?
So, you know, when somebody comes in to the UFC, especially when they're famous, first thing I always want to know is, can you really fight? You know, listen, when you're fighting these smaller shows and you're knocking guys out left and right, it's great. When you get here, it's a whole nother ball game. And whether you look at Hardy or Lipsky, It's a different world when you get here, man. It's a whole different vibe. And one thing that I did learn about Hardy tonight, he can fight. He's an athlete. Not only can he punch hard, but he can take a big punch. He got hit with some good shots tonight. His ground game, I think everybody thought if he got taken down to the ground, that was going to be the end of him. He got out of trouble in the ground several times, and he learned a lot tonight. So we'll see where he goes from here.
So he has a future in the UFC for sure.
Yeah, he'll get another fight. You know, he made a really big rookie mistake and it cost him an L tonight. So it ruined his perfect record.
Yeah, and I mentioned Cerrone off the top. Sensational performance by him coming back down to lightweight, extends his record for most wins, finishes, all that stuff.
Yep.
He said he wants to fight Conor McGregor next. I'm sure you saw Conor's tweet saying, you know, great performance, I'll fight you.
Yeah.
Is that a possible matchup?
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, if that's what if those guys want that and the fans want to see it, that's what I do.
Cerrone said he'd go to Ireland to fight him. Are the days of Conor fighting in Ireland over, or is that a possibility?
That's awesome. I didn't know that. That's funny. I don't know. We'll see what happens, you know. Obviously, don't run out there and say that's the fight I'm making. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I like the fact that two of these guys that are complete dogs and fight anybody, willing to fight anybody, want to fight each other. That's fun.
And just last thing for me, obviously the big debut tonight on ESPN. What was the feedback you got? You know, I saw some stuff on Twitter, some people saying their feed was perfect. Some people had stuff stalling, dropping out. What was the reception you got?
That, so... the feedback that we got that there weren't a lot of issues. And you know, of course there's going to be issues. You don't know what the deal is. Do people have the right internet or, you know, who knows? But there wasn't a lot of that. So that's a good thing, and that's only going to get better. But we murdered it tonight. It was by far the biggest event ESPN Plus has ever done by a long shot. We killed it tonight. When I tell you we beat expectations, we murdered expectations. So the ESPN guys are really pumped. We're really pumped, and it was a really big night for all of us.
You mentioned Connor. Well, we mentioned Connor and Cowboy, but is there any update on what Connor's deal is with Vegas, him and Khabib?
Yeah, I mean, that's still looming over our heads. That thing has to happen, and once we figure out suspensions and fines and all this other stuff, then we can start running our business again with these guys.
And is there any sort of preconceived notion of how long, if Khabib gets suspended for X, then okay, we have to make an interim belt?
No, if it's So the thing is, it's like when you talk about stuff like suspension or Colby Covington or any of this stuff, when that stuff happens, you are completely out of my mind. You're on the shelf. I don't even think about you again. I'm thinking about the guys that are actually still, you know, can work and can do all this other stuff. So completely out of my mind. When they get their sentences and whatever happens to them, then we'll start making decisions on what the future is for those two guys.
Any criticism for the New York State Athletic Commission for the assignment, for the referee assignment in the main event?
I don't love it when, you know, they have local guys and main events, especially a fight this important between, you know, a super fight between two world champions. Please, 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 commissions, put the experienced guys in there. Give the guys with the most experience, because all you do is you hurt the fighters and you hurt the fans. And your job is to do the exact opposite. You know what I mean? So, I don't love it. Honestly, I don't love it.
Did you have any more evolved plans for Greg Hardy that were kind of derailed after tonight?
Mm-mm. No, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, we've seen glimpses of him. He looked good. Like I said, coming in tonight, I want to know if you can fight. And it's no difference between Hardy or Lipsky, who's on a 9-fight win streak and was a world champion in another organization. I want to see if you can fight. I don't really know what you can do until I see you here. I've seen you in these other places, but I want to see you here. What can you do here? Let me tell you what. Love him or hate him, that dude can fight. And he took some big shots on the chin tonight, too. He's got a chin. He's athletic. Stuffed a couple takedowns. Got in trouble on the ground and got out of it. You know, we saw a lot of different things from him tonight, which is what I wanted to see. And no matter who you are, when you come in here, I throw the kitchen sink at you. There's no layups here in the UFC.
You mentioned Lipsky. How impressed were you by JoJo and her comeback here, and how far away do you think she is from being a legit title contender?
Well, Lipsky, coming off a 9-fight win streak, you know, world champion in other organizations, tons of hype behind her, and we put her in with a crafty, nasty veteran. And she came out, and she looked awesome tonight. I mean, JoJo looked incredible. She fought the perfect fight.
Dana, what was your thoughts on Gregor Gillespie's performance tonight?
Yeah, looked good. It was a good fight.
What do you do with a guy like him? He's got 5 straight finishes. You know, never seems to want to call anybody out. Always says, I'm going to take it, you know, slow and steady and work my way up the ladder. What do you do with a guy like that?
Yeah, there's all different types here. There's the guys who make a lot of noise and girls who make a lot of noise. And then there's the guys that go like that. I'm cool with taking it one step at a time and seeing what happens.
Dane, I know you said you don't really know exactly what you want to do with Cejudo and Dillashaw, you know, because there's 2 different weight classes, that sort of thing. But with the way things ended tonight, do you believe a rematch between them is the right next move?
I don't know yet. I got to think about it. You know, you guys know, every Tuesday is the matchmaking meeting. We'll get back in there and we'll talk about it. Give us a lot of time to think over the rest of the weekend. Watch the Patriots win the AFC East and then the AFC Championship, and then we'll go from there.
All You mentioned Joanne Calder, his name was brought up. You know, she was saying, hey, she hopes that, you know, with the past couple wins that she's in a title position. You've got Jessica Eye out there who believes she's the true number one contender. Have you figured out in that division who's going to face Shevchenko next?
I think we did. Off the top of my head, I think we said that we were gonna do a fight with Jessica Eye. I think Eye is next, yeah.
Fair enough. And last thing, earlier this week, and you mentioned it tonight too, Colby Covington's name. You know, you said you didn't see what he had said, but he's been asking for his release. He's basically been challenging you to let him go from the organization because you're not willing to give him a title fight right now. Would you entertain that? I mean, would you be willing to terminate his contract if he wants out?
No. Silliness. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Henry, congratulations on your victory this evening. I can't imagine that you could have thought it would go much better than that. What's the emotion like right now? What does this win mean to you?
I told you guys before, this win was not just for me, but for every flyweight out there that wanted the opportunity to fight for a world title someday. You know, and I put him on the mat. I beat, you know, I know he may not accept it from what I'm hearing, but I beat the greatest bantamweight of all time. And, I mean, this is a flyweight. This is the guys that are boring.
Let's talk about the stoppage. I mean, you're right. TJ was here earlier, and he's frustrated, to say the least. He feels like an opportunity was taken from him, that he didn't get to finish the fight. And Dana was actually here earlier and said, you know, he didn't want to take anything away from you. He felt like you were aggressive and you were doing very well. But he also said, maybe would have liked to see him let it go just a little bit longer. What do you think? You were in there.
I think it was a great stoppage. I felt his body go limp. I wouldn't be throwing. You guys have to understand, I wouldn't at 146 pounds when I fought him. Strong, and you could see it. Every blow that he took, he was eating some hammers. And I personally thought it was a good stoppage because, man, if he was going to take another 10, 20 hits. You know, when your body goes limp like that, when you cut weight like that, thinking you're going to go out there and just take my belt from me, that's not the way it works. So I think it was a great stoppage. This is why MMA is sanctioned now, because of refs. So if I was to talk to that ref, I was like, hey, man, you're okay, man. We're both in there. We saw him go limp a few times. Watch it again, and you'll see it.
TJ, you know, you said, hey, let's do it at 135. You know, I'll do it again. Let's do it for your belt. TJ said, I want to do it again at 125, man. I just feel like I didn't get to do it. Would you entertain that idea? I mean, you're fighting for the flyweight division. You're fighting for all flyweights. Would you entertain the idea of doing it again at 125?
We would have to. I would have to talk to Dana, talk to Ali, talk to the team. It's open, but at the same time, it's, man, I got the goal. The golden rule, the guy with the gold makes the rules, you know, for sure, man. And I think partially what makes TJ good is the fact that he is a sore loser. So am I. But you know what? At least I'm able to accept it and, you know, get better from it. I saw he was hurt since the beginning. I thought it was that kick that really kind of rattled him, you know, and I'm going to have to rewatch that fight. But I saw him going limp. I saw his body changing. I mean, I shoved him down. Like, you shove somebody down, they're hurt, guys. If I do this to you, you're just, come on.
Last thing for me, Henry. We asked Dana, you know, hey, come on, man. What's the future of the flyweight division? Tell us. And he said, listen, I said we'd see what happened on Saturday. I didn't say we'd have an answer on Saturday. So he wouldn't tell us. I mean, have you talked to him? Do you have any insight? What's going on? Because everybody's just trying to figure out, you know, did this help the division stick around?
I think so. I think it did. I think this victory... even though a lot of people would say it was an early stoppage. I mean, I did this, again, not for me, for all those little guys that will never make it 235 pounds. It's sad, man. It's sad that they let half the roster go. I mean, good guys, guys that I was like, hey, I got my eyes on these guys. Now I'll never see them again. You know, and I'm able to kind of carry everybody forward. It's like, hey, dude, don't underestimate the little guys. Don't underestimate the flyweights. I mean, Demetrius Johnson has reigned for a long time. I mean, he showed a display of art, of poetry in motion. And now I'm going in there and taking out the bantamweight champ. I mean, what's not exciting about it?
Henry, you spent all week over here.
Yeah.
You spent all week discussing how you were doing this for flyweights, yet after the fight, you asked for TJ at 135. Why call him out at that weight? Why not call him out back at 125 again or another flyweight contender?
Because I... I think Ali wants to answer that. Because I gave him the opportunity. I gave him the opportunity. It's part of it, too, is added to my legacy. You know, I've done things at you know, from the Olympics to defeating two of the greatest, you know, fighters of all time. I feel like now it's okay, guys. I think I have the right to say, hey, give me a shot. Allow me to keep this bout at 125 pounds. You can get your rematch, but let's do it at 135 pounds. Give me a shot now. It's almost like the champ loses his juice, guys. He's going to fight somebody. He's going to go defend his title at 135 pounds, and he's got a loss underneath me? That doesn't make any sense, right? Or maybe. I don't know. I'm just happy.
Yeah, Henry, you said right there, you're happy right here. But is there any part of you that, you know, doesn't feel entirely satisfied? I mean, Dana did say that he thought it was a terrible stoppage. TJ is very upset. You know, there's feedback from fans. Like, this should be the greatest moment of your career, right? Is there any part of that that doesn't feel like that?
No, because to be honest with you, the greatest moment of my career as of now was beating Demetrius. And I've said it all along. I said, TJ is good, but he would never beat Demetrius Johnson. I've always said, I says, DJ would stop him. Since the first time they asked me. This is why I even asked Dana White when they were trying to do the TJ, DJ fight. I text him. I says, hey, give me TJ Dillashaw. If Demetrius Johnson doesn't want to fight him, give me him. I want him. And I'll do it for free. You know, because I knew Demetrius Johnson would beat him. And that just kind of solidifies kind of how the fight would go. I'm a big 25-pounder, man. I can easily fill into 35. No problem. I believe that I'll even be bigger than these guys at 35. With the team that I have, with the science that I'm using, guys, I'm strong. I'm strong. I have a great team behind me. I mean, man, God bless whoever wants to fight me.
If you do go up, do you feel like, you know, we saw Amanda Nunes, she wanted like 8 months to, you know, put on the weight properly and everything. George St. Pierre always talked about that. Do you feel like you would need a little bit of time to, you know, be there? I know you've fought 135 in the past several times, but do you want to do it like over a certain time frame?
I do, because now there's an X, man. When you beat somebody like TJ, there's everybody wants a piece of you now. And there's going to be a lot of naysayers. Oh, you didn't beat DJ, and now it was, oh, they stopped it too early with TJ. It's like, God, when am I going to get the respect that I need, that I deserve? When? But it doesn't even bother me no more because, man, I got the credentials to prove it. And that's all there is to it.
And just two more things. Did you catch Joseph Benavidez's performance tonight? I assume he would be the number one contender if you and TJ don't run it back.
You know what? I didn't. I saw the first round of his fight, but I was so busy. I just wanted to see how the first round went, and I closed my eyes like fights before I warm up or whatnot, so I didn't get a chance to see it. But I'd like to go back and I heard it was a close fight though.
Yeah, and just last thing, you are the first owner of that new UFC championship belt right there. Just give us your thoughts on it. What do you think about that new belt design?
It's cool. It's heavy. I think it feels like it's a lot heavier than the other one. I think it's something new. I wonder how long the UFC is going to keep that belt, but it's something new. So hopefully, I'm the first one to pose in it. So it's all right. You guys like it? You guys like it?
Quick question for you, DJ. So obviously the fight.
Henry.
Good Lord. Sorry, that's twice now. I messed up with you. I apologize. You got only a few seconds of work in with him. It seemed like you were faster than TJ. Is that a correct assessment?
Yes. Maybe not faster, more explosive. I think my timing. I had studied this. I knew exactly his movement. I knew all his smoke bombs. Like we went out and we hired. You know, we got guys that know the system. We brought guys in from Holland. I mean, it was truly like a masterpiece of all these like great
MMA scientist that we all came together. So I knew exactly when he was in a dip, not to overreact. And that's all she wrote, man. I think I'm the one that came out. I was the aggressor. Like I went out there and I claimed my territory.
Well, for the record, I think he stumbled over his own feet when you pushed him. I think he got his feet caught up, unfortunately.
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you ever fought before?
No, personally. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, it's different, especially because he's a wrestler. There's different reactions. Somebody pushes me, man, I'm going on my back, I'm kicking you. He was out, guys. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you guys. I mean, I hope you guys accept his win.
The record book shows.
I'm just stealing everything. I'm just stealing everything, guys. I'm a thief.
Henry, congratulations on first successful title defense. The plan tonight was to save the flyweight division. Moving forward, is the plan to become a double champ as well or to keep the flyweight?
I can't even answer that because I don't even know what the UFC or Dana White's even thinking. I'm starting to sound like like I'm pregnant.
You got the gold.
I do. But at the same time, man, it's a monopoly. You know, it's we got to sit down and talk to the team, man, and see what I have to literally sit down and across from Dana White and sincerely talk to him, like, hey, man, what's going on? Because I'm not going to be part of a division if they're just going to get rid of everybody. It's like, who the hell am I going to fight?
Henry,
yeah,
to your left. There we are.
Oh, my bad.
Hi. All good. Heading into this fight, TJ...
I was looking at the blonde over here.
Fair enough. Heading into this fight, TJ was ranked 5th pound for pound, you 11th. After today's result, where do you think you belong pound for pound?
I honestly really don't care. And I've always been I kind of don't. I was like, I'm still behind Stipe and Connor. These guys don't even have bouts. Again, that goes back to... respect. That goes back to, dude, I'm one of the greatest combat athletes of all time. Ain't nobody, Daniel, and I know they get sick of hearing it. You know, ain't nobody done what I've done. You know, in my opinion, I'm the true champ. You know, but it really doesn't, the pound for pound, man, these are just all predictions. You know, unless I'm in Daniel Cormier's position, then I'll be happy. But as of now, man, I'm still striving to take his spot.
And then just from looking at tape, I wonder how you feel. But going back, this was a great result for you. And there's been other ones, the Hayes fight and the Pettis fight. But it looked to me like going back in your career, the Hayes fight was where everything began to turn a little bit. Do you feel like that was a turning point? Like this level of fighting ability you've hit, what was the moment where you really ascended to that?
I think it was, and I said it before, it was facing my problems. I was stuck at home. I wasn't at the right camp. I didn't have the right people in my life. I went out, traveled the world, went out to Brazil, went out to Holland, went out to Asia, started kind of expanding my mind. And I think a lot of it was through defeat. Losing has only motivated me. Losing has only kind of made me, has put that chip on my shoulder. And that's kind of what's made me dangerous. And that's really what makes me special, is the fact that I'm able to overcome adversity and I'm able to become better because of it.
Henry, with an Olympic gold medal, you've left your legacy on the wrestling world. You're starting to do that here in the UFC. How important is it to you, or what kind of motivation does it give you to be and to continue proving that you're the best combat athlete ever?
So you say that again? It's the love of competition. It's the love of competing. It's the love of pushing my mind, body, and soul to levels of extremes that I've never felt before. You know, it's challenging myself. It's putting myself in these deep waters when I'm training. It's the discipline. It's all these things that a lot of you guys probably don't see. It wasn't just the right hand that knocked this guy out. There is a whole process to this. There is a whole method to this. Where's Ariel Helwani? Where's he at? Where's Mr. Nose? I wanted some questions from him.
Sorry, one more. You mentioned earlier that you said you felt pregnant. Could you clarify what you said?
I'm saying that because you know, I keep nagging about the saving the flyweight division and all that. You know, it's it could take a toll on you too. And I did all that. I did all that because for a reason, to bring attention to our division. You know, coming out with the snake, coming out with the gold suit with my gold medal. Like, it's, guys, this is, I mean what I'm saying. Like, I'm walking the talk too on top of all that. You know, it's like now I just feel like it's just an echo. You know, it's like when's Dana, when's the UFC gonna actually, okay, you guys are back in. You know, so that's why I was feeling pregnant.
A little bit off topic, but it's your first official title defense, and these new belts, you're supposed to acquire a new crystal with each defense. Does your belt have a new crystal for this title defense yet?
No, I think they told me that they're gonna take it off and put one on. Is there one on there now? There is. Yeah, there is. I think it's like a red one. But it sucks because, you know, they used to, the only thing that I would complain about is they used to always give us a new belt every time you fight. So now they got a little smarter. We're just going to add a little crystal now. A little budget cut, but I see you.
I know we're playing a lot of what ifs, but if you go to 135 and you were to defeat TJ again, would that be a move you'd want to stay at 135? I know you'd struggled with, you know, 125 in the past, but that seemed to be a long time ago. Is that even a concern? Are you thinking about an eventual move to 135, or is this all just in the air still?
Man, if I was to be honest with you, I am eventually. I'm big, guys. Like, it's not easy. It's not easy to get in the weight off. You guys saw how shredded I am. I was probably the last one to weigh in too. At the weigh-ins, I mean, I was still sweating by the time I got on the scale. You know, I sacrificed my body a lot. I'm gonna be 32 next month. You know, I've been making this weight since I was in high school. You know, eventually I do want to go up, but I want to go up with the purpose of fighting for another one of these, to make an imprint in my legacy that people are gonna remember forever. Hey, this guy did something that nobody's ever done. You can win 50 belts, you can win whatever, but man, what I've done in sports is, man, is iconic. It's iconic because of that, you know? That would be one of the reasons.
Thanks, Henry. Congratulations.
Thank you.